just like ungloriously just like call it what it is, a flat 7 dominant. You put little b, then Roman numeral 7, then x.
Wasn't there a triangle?
What's that?
Wasn't there a triangle for dominant?
No, that's major 7. Alright? Everybody with me? Let me know when you're ready.
So, here's A flat there, and here's A flat here, and did it stay A flat in the middle?
Yeah, it's A flat.
All the way through.
So you got 4, flat 7 dominant, 3, the B diminished chord, you just call that a flat 3 diminished.
The C minor 7
is a 3.
Is 3 flat diminished?
Just 3.
3. Okay, that's 3.
And then B diminished is flat 3 diminished. And the function of that chord is just simply taking you from 3 to 2. Taking you going from C minor 7 to B flat minor 7. And so it's a pretty unglorious function. It's just...
It's a passing chord.
What was the C7? Sorry.
C minor 7, you mean?
The 7 flat 5, sharp 5.
Where is that? No, we haven't gotten it yet.
Oh,
we
sorry. Okay. Yet.
That's the only one we haven't done yet. So, somebody read me, Melanie, can you read me the second to last line in Roman numerals?
4 flat 3 dominant.
Flat 7
flat
dominant.
Flat 7, oh. Oh, I just can't read my own Roman numerals. Sorry. Flat 7 dominant. 3 flat 3 diminished.
Perfect. So, you should have everything now except for the fourth to last line, last bar. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Now I'm going to ask you guys a question. Where are we going from that bar?
E flat.
But what chord?
F minor 7.
Yep. And what's the easiest way to get anywhere you want to go?
Play the 5 or the 6.
Play the 5 of whatever chord you want to get to.
Right. Well, that's like a thing. Play the 5 of the chord you're coming to.
Or a 2-5.
Or
3-6-2-5.
Turn around, okay.
But just
turn around.
But yeah, for those things follow each other. So if you only have room for one chord, you just do the 5. If you have room for 2 chords, you go to 2-5. If you have room for 3 chords, you do a 6-2-5. If you have room for 4 chords, you do a 3-6-2-5. That make sense? If you have room for a 6 chord, let me just demonstrate you're in the key of C. You can even do 5-5-7-3-6-2-5-1. And it sounds so happy and great, right?
Happy and great.
You ever wonder why, and I gotta digress on this for a second. You guys, come on. You're in the key of C, and you're in. You're ending. I don't know what tune you're in. But if. Right? And everyone's, yay! Why? It's because we took you from fucking F sharp, strung you through all around the circle of fifths, and finally wound up back at C. It's tension and resolution at its best. That's what this is all for, this stuff. It's just to start, you're not going to get it all in one day, but you're going to start training yourself. Whenever you play a tune, whenever you're on, analyze the crud out of that. First do your harmonized scales, write them out, and then use it and analyze yourself. Right? Just start doing it. You should have, by, 3 months from now, you should have a little portion of a notebook, filled with like at least 10, if not 20, tunes just with Roman numerals only.
So you're saying that 3-6-2-5 has something to do with the circle of fifths?
Correct. So if you're at F here, we did this before. Father Chuck, or what's your thing? Foxy Cats? Or
Funky Chickens.
Funky Chickens. So here's C and here's F.
Yeah.
Right. This is the circle of fours. We normally think of it as going. I'm sorry. Circle of fifths. We normally think of it as going this way.
Uh-huh.
We never think of it as going this way, except in jazz. We do that all the time.
Okay.
Right. In classical music, it's called the circle of fifths, going this way: C to G to D to A. But in jazz, guess what? An A to a D to a G to a C is a 6-2-5-1.
Hmm.
Right. Think about that for a minute. But I know I'm going too much, but just for right now, if you're going to F, go back one. There's your 5 chord of that chord. Right? So So think about it. Do your funky chicken thing. What's the five chord of E? Now you know this because you can just visualize where it is on the bass, probably.
The five chord of E. Do I have to know how many?
No, all you need is funky chicken.
Okay.
And get the E and go back one. Or, I'm sorry, go to the next one after.
Look, E, B.
Correct. So if you're going backwards, you go from B to E.
E, B.
And so if you're in the key, if you're a composer, you know, and you just went through this whole thing and you want to end your song. You've heard classical music that does that. And they're not even done yet. They're like, he likes that.
That's Beethoven. Yeah, down an octave.
I can do this whole thing. You ever listen to like the William Tell overture? Like, that's just the bomb, man. And it has all those five chords at the end. It's just perfect. So anyway, if you want to go somewhere, give it a 5 or a 2-5 or a 6-2-5 or a 3-6-2-5 because it's so harmonically propelling. That's not, this isn't through. All right, so can we get on? So we, Don, the C7. Is the what of the sixth chord?
The what of the sixth chord?
Yeah, we're going here, and the easiest way to get anywhere
is the dominant of the sixth chord.
Or what Roman numeral that is?
5.
Yeah, it's a 5 of 6. So you could call it a 5 of 6, or you could simply call it a 3 dominant. In the key of A flat, it's a 3 chord, would be C minor, but in this case it's C7. If you like 3 dominant better, you could write 3 dominant. I like the 5 of 6.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. But even so, right before that chord, you gotta write the key of A flat. Or else you'll be calling it still things in relation to the key of E. Can we get on with playing it now? I'm ready to have a drink.
Says the man who doesn't drink.
Sorry. Or maybe I'll be ready for drink after I hear you guys play it. No, I'm just kidding. Alright, any questions about. So, you should have, in a notebook, you should have, you know, exactly like you wrote, but no chord names. You know, just maybe the key in parentheses, A flat, 6-2-5-1-4, G. You know, if you want to get super fancy for the more advanced of you, you would just put 6-2-5-1 without naming any, 6-2-5-1-4 without naming any key. And then for the C, now granted, you haven't told yourself what key this is in yet, you would put 3 equals the new 1 in parentheses, and you put 5-1, and then you put, for the next line, you would put 5 of original key, equals new 1, and then they put the right, and so you're just doing it all relative to itself. It's going to really open up your mind. How does it affect you right now? I really want to get to the playing part. This goes back to soloing vertically and soloing horizontally. You'll be grateful to know that you can solo horizontally on this. You do not need to dig into any changes, but with a little bit of analysis, now you know what to use horizontally. All right, I'm going to demonstrate. Who can count for me, please? Because you're going to all try this in a second. Hopefully you got your key centers written in big letters. All you need is to know the key center and to know one major scale. That's all you need, and you're just going to drag that sucker up to whatever key you're in. Now he's making nice faces, but just hang with me for a minute. Who's going to count for me?
I'm going to try like hell.
All right, so look, I'm just going to use, just even for ease, for purposes, I'm just going to use, because I think that's the shape people like, right? Very common. Whatever key I'm in, even though obviously I know different positions, I'm going to assume that that's the only position I know and just drag it up and down. That's all I'm going to do. So watch carefully. Here we go. 1, 2.
D flat.
You can go slower.
Intro?
Yeah.
Nah, just right on it. So F minor.
Yeah.
No pressure, bud. Like 1, 2, 3, go. I'm sorry, don't listen to me, you dub. Oh. I'm saying the key of C.
Okay.
Can we start over though?
Yeah. Please.
Like 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, it helps if I play the right key.
All right, let's start.
One more time.
2, 3. Can you hear the do re? All right, 2, 3. Can you hear do re mi? Not you. 2, 3, 4. do it rhythmically. Now, there were some sticky spots, but if I did it with rhythmic confidence, I could pull it off. One more time. How about Don? Can you count for me? You did great, Doug. I didn't mean to. I was just looking for a bass. I was just thinking maybe a different flavor so I could do something different. So thank you for that. What about Don? Can you count? Like, can you go?
Yes. Yeah, like minimally. Yes.
Can you do it that fast?
I'll do the roots.
So all I'm doing now is the same thing, except now I'm going to add some rhythmic flavor to the same scale. I'm not going to use any different scales, but I'm going to add some rhythm. That's all. Two, one, two, three, four. One person to comp, but the rest of you, if you're feeling tired or something, you can either just listen or you can try to play along, either one. We'll do it slower, like, you know, something like that. Does that sound like a reasonable tempo to be able to comp it? All right, who's gonna try first with the scales? Good man, good man. All right, so maybe just try and listen as you comp along. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Keep the keys. It sounded like you were.
Yeah, I got lost at the end, but I figured it was all E flat, so.
Yeah.
How bad could it get?
No, well done though, bud. Oh,
thanks.
Yeah, you guys, for you two guys, just do work on your 10 chords. I think you need reinforcement in that area anyway. Like, just try for you. Like, you know lots of different voicing, but just try and stick to, you know, 10 meaning one. Mitch, you should watch this too. Like, that thing I gave you at the end of last week. You know, 1, 2. Or in the same key, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That should be all you use for the entire wheel book, right? For now, right? And just, right? Why do you look concerned?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The 5 chord shapes for the dominant, major, dominant. You've seen this a lot.
Yeah.
You do it kind of automatically because you don't have that many other options. He's got a lot of other options that he knows just from his musical past, you know. And so I'm just
bad habits.
No, it's not bad habits. I'm just trying to get you to discipline a little bit, so that when it comes time, the reason is because when you do it like that, there's only one of each voice, 1, 3, 5, and 7. So when you need to alter something, like when you're doing this and you got to alter it to a sharp 5, now you got 2 5s. You know, da 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 da, and da 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 da. You know, to alter, and it's become sticky. In this system, there's only one of each, so you can easily alter one of them. That's the logic behind it. All right.
No, that makes sense.
And for you, you were doing it already. You started doing it already. But think about when you do 1, 3, 5s on each chord. You got a walking bass. You play like that. Everyone's gonna love. Can I hear a little bit of it? 1, 3, 5s for a second. Actually, Louise, I'm gonna have you go next with the melody, all right? Because I'm talking about voicings with everyone for a second. So I'm gonna help you out with the what to do and what to sing.
Okay, good.
But since I'm like focused on what these guys are gonna do, someone's got to do the melody, so it might as well be you next. Mitch, you cool with the voicings to use on this? Is there any way you're stuck on this?
Well, I'm gonna have to learn
the five shapes
that you
yes.
gave me before.
Okay, so for now, just hang with whatever you got, but that would be a good exercise for you. And to do all the standards we've done only with those 10 shapes. How about you, Melanie? Can you hang with the roots?
With the roots, sure.
All right, cool. If nothing else, well, your next step after this, whenever that is, whether it's today, tomorrow, or 3 weeks from now, or whatever, you could try roots and fifths. Notice that the fifth is always, you know, this is your root. Your fifth is either here or here. You knew that, I think. But putting it into practice, you do... And if I was coming, do that for... Can you do that just for 1 second with me? Like really slow? Like whatever you got.
Really slow.
Yeah, if I'm playing Freddie Green, like, all right, here we go. You're on F, go up a whole step. Go up a whole step for F.
Oh.
Up 2 frets. If you're going for F up there. Are you going for F minor the first chord? Yeah, that's all.
I was on the wrong track.
It's okay, here we go. Like, go 1, 2, 3. Fifth.
It's too fast.
Oh, yeah. And that's what you would do.
I'll work on it.
And guitarists, you guys should learn that too, but that's a story for another day. All right, me and Louise. So, I'm going to give you the do of each. I'm going to. And you'll sing the major scale with me the first time through. And second time through, we can have fun and play around, maybe improvise within that scale a little bit. But now just sing the major scales of the tonics that it's in. And I'm gonna prompt you with that. So like when they get to here, when they start, I'm gonna give you do re mi fa sol la ti. Yep. And that's all we're gonna do until we get to the next key. And I'll give you the do of that. When we get to here, I'll give you C.
Okay.
Alright, you know what to do with the walking bass? I kinda left you.
We're playing this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll try.
Can I hear just 2 seconds of it? I kinda never followed up with you.
F.
Can you do it down?
Well, I'd rather start over here.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oops. I guess you could build one.
Yeah.
No.
That would be right. Yeah, you could play like 1, 3, 5. And then switch to the next chord. 1. Give yourself a breather and play like 1, 3, 5, space, 1, 3.
Okay.
Well, it'll be here. Yeah, and then 1, 3.
The majors are, it's the minors that...
The minors mess you up.
Yeah.
Then just, okay, here's my advice. Do only that one shape. If that's your minors, watch. Like, if that's your minor shape, then do only that shape for every minor chord. Play it with 1, when you go to B flat. Play it with 1. And then just do that same shape you just did. Yes. You know. And so that could be a way around it. When you do a major arpeggio, start with 2. So you can play this guy.
All right.
Right? That could help you. All right, here we go. Me and Luis. This is a tough one, you guys, this lesson. I tried to stagger it, I told you, from heady ones to more physical ones. I won't make it so tough next time. Don't get scared off, you know. But
is this roughly going to be we'll go up the scale for a measure and then down the scale for the next measure?
I'm not sure the rhythm yet. It depends on you, I guess, a little. Like how fast we can sing, I don't know. Like 1, 2, 3, go. Someone skipped a line or something. I'm sorry. F minor, 2, 3, go. One time you anticipated the key even before I hit it, I was like, holy shit, you just heard it. So now, assuming you're okay going one more time through, I'll give you the key, but now you can scat any notes you want within that key.
Okay.
All right. Same thing again? You guys getting the hang of it? Mitch, you okay, bud?
Yeah, I'm not able to get through the chord changes.
Can you play roots?
Yeah.
Yeah, just play roots. Play whatever you can right now. Play them on the fifth or sixth strings. And then I'll bet you on at least half of them you'll automatically just kind of like grab whatever quality it is underneath it. Is that cool, bud?
Yeah,
well. Melanie, help him out, dude. Like where we are if he gets lost, you know.
Oh.
Like can you, you know, like point to where we are or something.
Sure.
I'm calling everybody, dude. I gotta call my son. He calls his mom. He calls his teacher, dude. I saw her. He went to his teacher. He said, "What's up, bro?" I'm like, "Oh no." And she didn't even bat an eye. I'm like, what, do all the kids speak to you like that? I'm like, give them a smack, dude.
He called her bro.
And no, he doesn't even say bro. They say like bro.
Bro.
What's up, bro? I'm like, oh, man.
Speak English.
11 years old.
All right. He's cool, kid.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Look up for that. Could have been doing it the whole time. Let's take it from F sharp half diminished at the beginning of that line. 2, 3, go. It's a little new to you, but not every tune, like I said, is this hard. This moves around a lot, and so we chose a challenging one and go back. Now, I think on the other ones, we already put the Roman numerals on. We already put the Roman numerals on the other standards that we've done in this clinic. But if you how many people have a real book? You do? Plus the one that I give you in the packet today, which I have to make copies of, it talks about, I think it doesn't have this song as an example, I think it's How High the Moon or something. So that'll give you an insight into an additional one. But every new tune you do, try and analyze, you know. Even a rock tune, your favorite chords in your new band, you know, whatever, or your band, you know. Every song the guy has, you said it's very simple. Well, that'll give you insight. Part of the reason you came here is because you want to know what to do with that harmonically simple stuff.
Yeah.
Let me digress on that for a second. Okay. This isn't all just, especially because maybe my guess is you might be feeling slightly more overwhelmed than anyone else in the room right now, which is fine.
Yes.
Which is fine. It's actually a very good place to be. Like I learned this recently.
No, it's horrible. Mm-hmm. I hate it.
Okay. Well, I congratulate you on how well you're handling it.
You're learning.
As long as my tires are still full on tomorrow morning. No, but I learned this.
Take it out on you.
I learned this recently, which is if you're the least experienced person in any room, in the learning environment, that is, you're like in the best possible situation. You know, how does it feel when, I don't know, the guy who was saying this was, you know, a millionaire guy who was telling about going to, you know, workshops where you pay, you know, $10,000 for a weekend, you know, and he was saying, I knew nothing about X, Y, and Z, and that was the best place, you know, that was the best position I could have been in, because how much more value did I get out of it than the guy who, you know, kind of was just whatever.
Already knew $9,000 worth.
Right, exactly. But why was I saying that? Oh, so digging deeper. When you learn to analyze, even your guy who writes very simple stuff, let me just demonstrate this for all of you guys. If the tune is, okay, F, G, C, A minor. Okay? And now you're thinking, all right, well, this is key of C, it's 4, 5, 1, 6. I got all these notes. I can arpeggiate. First of all, they're going to be like, "Wow, it's got into you. That sounds awesome." Secondly, they're going to be like, when it's time to take little fills and solos and things. Now, I'm not a bass player, so forgive my, you know. Like that when no one's expecting it, and it propels the tune. You're having a blast. Everyone's loving it. And why did you? How did I very confidently know where that is? I really didn't know. I just knew it was in C major, so I played any old thing and hoped that it fit. Right. Yeah. So this is where you're headed. And so you could start. You don't have to start with jazz standards. Start with all the music you already know. Start with, you know, some songs in your band.
The Weight. Nice one.
Yeah. You guys play that?
They did.
So, like, 1, 6, 1, 5 with 7 in the bass, 6, 5, 4. You know, and it's like 1, 3. memorize. How do I know that song? I can just pull it out of thin air because I know the sound of the song, and I instantly can get. When coupled with ear training, being able to analyze tunes makes you able to memorize a ton of songs. You don't really. You ever see a musician and they're you're like, do you know such and such, and you're and they're like, yeah, meaning they don't really know it. Like they, if you stop them on the street and said, what are the chords of the weight? And I'd be like, you know, but hearing it in musical context, they're hearing it like a millisecond before it happens and translating it to Roman numerals and then putting it on their piano, right? It kind of happens in real time. Yeah. Sometimes it's like I kind of know it and I hope the rest of the band knows it a little better than I do so I can rely on them. That's what happens too. There's so many advantages of this stuff, you guys. We didn't all get to solo on that. I think some of you are probably happy about that. Hillary, do you need... I shouldn't say it like that. Do you want to take a try before we stop? And for the rest of you guys, are you disappointed if we don't get to you guys?
I'll get over it.
How about you? Do you want to take a stab at it?
Sure.
All right, then last time through for Hillary, and then we'll do the melody out. Okay, you guys, great job tonight. All right? Just go back to my suggestion to you for the week. Even if you only memorize two shapes, major starting with finger two, and minor starting with finger one, you do the whole tune like that. Watch, and then here's my... Just use the same damn shape. Right? And it gets you through, and it's fucking cool. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Here's E-flat.
E-flat?
No, the key of E-flat. Don't worry. Oh. Sorry. let's have her do the whole thing from the top. Doug, you'll help her out, right? I don't want to say stuff like that and confuse people again. Like, just point to where we are if she gets lost.
Okay, yeah.
All right, thank you, bud.
Okay,
2, 3, 4. Thank you. 7, sharp 9 like we did in the intro? Yeah. Copies of the